This weekend, our readings are kind of backwards, if you will. Our last reading in the Gospel is actually the first part of when we listen to Pentecost. In John 20, Jesus had risen from the dead. This was the time again where he was with his apostles, his disciples, and he breathed the Holy Spirit upon them. In another place in the Gospel, he talked about how he has to wait until he sends in fullness the Holy Spirit to give them power. So we go back to the first reading, because it's kind of like a flip-flop again. On the second Acts, the chapter of the second Acts, is when this Jesus who went to heaven then sent the Spirit upon the apostles and disciples. And that would have been about, you know, it's 50 days. That's why it's Pentecost, the 50th day after Jesus died and rose from Easter. We listen to that beautiful, powerful narrative when the Spirit came and shook the building, that the disciples were receiving this gift of the tongues in fire, this powerfulness, this great, magnificent gifts to be able to speak to people in a different language, that they had the grace to come out of that scary place when they were scared to preach, to show the good news of Jesus. And so today I want to share more about our Holy Spirit, because for me too, I don't know, when you imagine like Jesus, I mean, at least for me, I see a cross often with the crucifix with Jesus, the art. I mean, just look at the stations of the cross right here, or in the windows or paintings, the statues, of knowing kind of in our mind at least what is an image of Jesus. But for me, I mean, think about the Holy Spirit. You know, we think the tongues and a dove. I mean, for me, what does he look like? What does the Spirit look like? And I don't know. I mean, imagine, what is God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together but one? It's the same mystical gift we have. So today, I want to share a little more about what the Holy Spirit does in your life and in my life. I've been reading a book. We want to get more of these. It's called the book In His Spirit. It's a nice color with red. That's a good sign of the Holy Spirit, the red. A Guide to Today's Spirituality. His name is Father Richard J. Hauser, and he wrote this actually in 1982, and the Dynamic Catholic series was able to copy it. And so I just want to share three words of the Holy Spirit that I hope can share a little bit about what the Spirit does for you and for me. The first, and these are kind of bigger words, but no, there's not a test, but that I'll give other words to explain what this priest wrote. The first is that the Holy Spirit is a unifier. He unites. He brings people together. And just today, it was the Spirit that gave you the grace to come to Mass this morning. Even if you didn't feel that, that was a spiritual gift that pricked your mind to come to church today. And what does the Spirit do? He unites us. We come to God's house and our family at St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columban earlier this morning. The unifier is the bond between the Father and the Son, which means he shows us to unity with love. So if you have any love for God, if you have any love of your neighbor, of your spouse, your child, your friend, that is the Holy Spirit giving you the grace to show love and to unite you with others and God. A second was, the Holy Spirit is an enlightener. Enlightener. A guide. Some of you tell me I preach about fishing all the time. Well, it's because I need a guide to fish. Right? That's what the Spirit is doing in our spiritual lives. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It guides us. It pricks our conscience. You know those times where you're sitting at home after work and you're like, boy, I got a big decision tomorrow. That's a good decision. That's not a good decision. The one giving you the guide, the enlightening, is the Holy Spirit. To show what is the good decision to make in our morality. Any good decision you made, again, it's the Holy Spirit. You're at Mass. Have you prayed? Have you said something good to somebody? Have you taught them well in school? Have you helped your child? If you did, that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. Finally, the Holy Spirit is an enabler. The one that gives the strength, the power that we need to do the good news in our world. I always think about this too in what's going on in our world. It is the Holy Spirit that is helping people that are being terrified, tortured, or even killed by evil. That's the Holy Spirit. I mean, we've had other Christians and Catholics in the Middle East that have been killed. That is the Holy Spirit that gives them the strength even to give their life. So the Holy Spirit, a unifier, an enlightener, an enabler, shows what He does to us. Because if you're here, if you're baptized, if you're confirmed, you have that in your heart. He has given us those gifts to follow our mission, our vocation, to share the good news of our Lord, and to grow closer to ourselves, our neighbors, and God Himself. So check out this book. We'll look it up. We'll try to buy some more for us in His Spirit, as well as our prayers, our time to receive the gifts that He, our Holy Spirit, has given us.